Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June 29th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: antitrust dismissed for now, reconsidering reflation, and record heat. Leading today's news: thinking of putting in a bid for Facebook? You better have deep pockets, like $1 trillion deep. The social networking giant climbed above a $1 trillion valuation on Monday, as a federal judge took the company's side in an antitrust suit. The dismissal marks a big blow to the state and federal movement against big tech, which has cited alleged abuses and the corporate giant's massive market power. Backdrop: the FTC sued the company last December, along with attorneys general from 48 states, saying Facebook had employed a systematic strategy to eliminate threats to its monopoly. Those included the 2012 and 2014 acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp, which, mind you, the FTC previously cleared. The agency and states were seeking a forced divestiture of social services, as well as other remedies. Judge James Boasberg dismissed the FTC's case as too vague, but gave the agency a chance to amend its complaint with more clarity. It has until July 29th. As for the states, the judge said the attacks on Facebook's acquisitions are barred by the doctrine of latches, which preclude relief for those who sleep on their rights. He also ruled that the state's challenge to Facebook's policy of preventing interoperability with competing apps failed to state a claim under current antitrust law, as there is nothing unlawful about having such a policy. Outlook: the antitrust efforts are not stopping there. The White House is said to be developing an executive order that will ask government agencies to consider antitrust concerns in decision-making, following news earlier this month of a five-bill package of bipartisan legislation seeking to rein in big tech. Last week, new Federal Trade Commission chairperson and big tech critic Lina Khan also reportedly named three top staffers, which are likely to get more aggressive on antitrust policy. In other news, big tech and growth stocks led the market higher on Monday as the reflation trade took a back seat. Traders are now wondering if that will be the case going forward after the Fed caught some off guard 2 weeks ago when it projected earlier rate hikes than it had previously forecast. Overnight, stock futures inched between gains and losses, though the major averages are still holding near record highs. Hedge funds that bet big on the reflation trade, like Caxton Associates, did experience some losses following the Fed's announcement on June 16th. Its $2 billion macro fund is down 8% since the meeting. Investors are also reassessing how to think of inflation and the growth outlook if the FOMC is open to pivoting on its monetary policy. The central bank previously signaled it would look past rapidly rising consumer prices before opening the door to two interest rate hikes in 2023. Sticking to their guns: nothing in our view has changed. We are all in on the reflation trade, said Bob Michel, chief investment officer at J.P. Morgan Asset Management. We think there is a lot of growth and inflationary pressures that are building in the economy, and we are only halfway through the reopening domestically. New chapter: the breakout to new highs in growth was the catalyst to push the S&P 500 to new highs, noted J.C. O'Hara, chief market technician at MKM Partners. We see the situation where growth may continue to outperform value in the weeks ahead. Consumer confidence: fresh figures from the Conference Board will be published this morning and could signal how much optimism Americans have about economic conditions. That could help gauge their readiness to spend on goods and services, as well as the stock market's direction. Economists have forecast the Consumer Confidence Index will tick higher in June after holding relatively steady since February. There are some crazy temperatures being felt across the U.S. Pacific Northwest, triggering some power outages and more wildfires. The extreme weather is also threatening more vulnerable populations like the elderly and homeless, as well as those without air conditioning. Only about 44% of households in Seattle have AC, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, as the climate there is usually temperate. Highs in June averaged 71 degrees. New records: The extreme temperatures began at the weekend, with mercury in the Emerald City hitting an all-time high of 108 degrees Fahrenheit on Monday. According to the National Weather Service, it was also the first time Seattle topped 100 degrees for multiple days in a row. Meanwhile, temperatures in Portland, Oregon soared to 116 degrees Fahrenheit, while the heat wave is now moving into Idaho, where temperatures above 100 are forecast in Boise for the next week. The severe weather comes about a week after record temperatures hit parts of the Great Plains to coastal California, which exacerbated an existing drought situation. The scorching conditions were caused by an extended heat dome that traps hot ocean air over a certain area and blocks the jet stream. Meteorologists warn that extreme weather is becoming more common, while scientists are still researching the differences, connections, and to what levels these patterns are linked to human-generated behavior and longer-term climate patterns. Prime chilling. The record-breaking heat wave has prompted Amazon to turn part of its Seattle headquarters into a public cooling center. The facility is located at the Amazon Meeting Center, which is part of the company's South Lake Union campus and has room for up to 1,000 individuals. Earlier this year, the same site was converted into a pop-up clinic to administer COVID-19 jabs, assisting with the broader U.S. vaccine rollout. The battle for space is heating up among the world's most popular billionaires, with Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic receiving FAA clearance last week to fly paying customers into the thermosphere. The stock has been on a tear since the approval on Friday, with many traders and the Wall Street Bets crew banding together for the rocket ride. In fact, shares are up a total of 36% to $54 over the last three sessions, and are 250% higher than their May low. Cue the Star Wars soundtrack. Rumor has it that Branson could make it to space before rival Jeff Bezos blasts off in his Blue Origin rocket on July 20th. UBS even sees an incremental positive for Galactic if the company flies Branson on its next test flight, saying it could be a catalyst for a faster opening of the company's sales campaigns. I think part of how they're shaping the competition is by putting themselves on the line as part of the face of the competition, said Victoria Sampson of the Secure World Foundation. The two companies will get people to suborbital space in different ways. Galactic uses a carrier aircraft to fly its space plane high above the Earth, while Blue Origin uses a rocket-launched capsule. It's also looking to diversify its business by sending payloads into orbit via New Glenn. In general, every mission that goes up, every rocket that's launched, every bit of progress we make does drive down costs, make space more affordable and accessible to everybody, added Shift for Payments' Jared Isaacman, who is partnering with SpaceX to lead its first all-civilian mission into orbit later this year. Go deeper. Taking ownership of the heavens is not only limited to space travel and tourism, but also the infrastructure that would change how we operate on Earth. Today, Elon Musk will take the virtual podium at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona to discuss progress on Starlink's global connectivity plan. The SpaceX subsidiary is hoping to avoid the fate of similar satellite ventures that preceded it, i.e. bankruptcy, after launching its Better Than Nothing beta program in the U.S. last October. While data speeds have been advertised at 150 megabits per second, some users have complained of connectivity and reliability issues that have long plagued satellite internet. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow and Bitcoin are set to open in the green, with the S&P 500 flat and the Nasdaq, crude oil, and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, consumer confidence is out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.